I'm very, very happy to be here by the grace of God. The Lord is so merciful to us. And he has given me another opportunity to be here in Makeni. I was here when this church was still under construction. And now it is well furnished. Physical and spiritual. We really appreciate God for that. So when I was getting ready to come, the church and my family and all partners in the ministry whom we work with from different parts of our country, they send their love and greetings to the church here in Zambia. And especially to the family of the pastor and the congregation here. Also receive greetings from Pastor Charles Obun. And also Pastor Pente from Tema, Ghana. And also Pastor Fiane from Kikari, Rwanda. When I was in Rwanda for the connection flight, I called him and he said, when you reach Zambia, greet our pastor and the judge
there.
I really also appreciate for our elder, Pastor Ferem.
He's
the one who made it possible for me to come the first time here in Zambia. It was by his efforts. I really appreciate God for such a great partners in the ministry. God bless him and his ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. So I will go straight to the word of God. We shall open our holy Bibles in the book of Joshua chapter 6.
Joshua chapter 6.
Joshua chapter 6.
Joshua chapter 6.
Okay. You can read the language of here, but I will read only verse 14 to 17. Joshua chapter 6. I will read the English one from verse 14 to 17.
Joshua chapter 6.
And the second day, they compassed the city once and returned into the camp, and they did it 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times, only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with a trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are in it, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we send. Is there a need to read?
Sorry.
Is there a need to read? Okay. May God add the blessings of the reading of his word.
Lesa alunde po amapalo pamakubirenga kwa mashu yakwe.
We can have our seats.
Titua ikala ko.
Our sharing this evening
kushimikira umutwe wa inochungulo
is about this subject.
Ni limutwe uyu.
Don't stop.
Mwireka.
Don't stop.
Mwireka.
We are living the time by where the Lord is commanding the people to go forward. He's commanding the ministry to go forward. He's commanding every believer to go forward. In the ministry, you must go forward. In revelation, you must go forward. In anointing, you must go forward. In love, you must go forward. In marital status, you must go forward. God has not wanted you to stop. So in the book of Joshua chapter 6, God gave Joshua a strategy on how to take the city of Jericho. Jericho was the city.
Jericho, wali musumba.
And it had a very big wall around it.
Yari kwete chibumba, iskalamba, istali.
And when they were coming from Egypt,
lintubalefu maku Egypti.
And while they were staying in the wilderness for 40 years,
lintubalefu msuwebe mshiku 40.
The enemy saw that the children of Israel were coming.
Abaluani wali muena tawana maizro wale isa.
And he saw that they will pass there in Jericho. And the enemy started building a city and a wall. Right on the way of the children of Israel. To hinder the children of Israel not to enter the promised land. They put that city on a strategic place at the entrance point for the children of Israel. And God was watching that city. And he was also watching upon the ministry of Joshua. Remember, Joshua means Jehovah Savior. This was a man who had ability to save the children of
Israel.
He was representing the Lord Jesus, who is the Savior of humanity. And God gave Joshua ability. And he also gave Joshua men with wisdom like Caleb. Also today we have Joshua ministry in our midst. And we have men with responsibility like Caleb, who are supporting the ministry of Joshua. Caleb represented brethren in the church. Men and women with total commitment to support the work of God to go forward. Joshua was being assisted by Caleb. The ministry of our pastor here is assisted by Caleb. We have the Caleb of Zambia here. And you cannot get Joshua minus Caleb. And you cannot have Caleb minus
Joshua.
The two are closely together. So when the Lord was anointing Joshua, he was also anointing Caleb. When the Lord anoints a pastor to establish the church, he also anoints men and women to support him, to make that ministry to go forward. So when Joshua reached Jericho, he only sent two spies. The two spies represented the Word and the Holy Ghost.
We
need two spies to help us to overcome this wall, Jericho. We need a word of God in plenty. And we need a power of the Holy Ghost in fullness to help us overcome this city, Jericho. Every ministry which is operating under the fivefold ministry, they are using the two spies, the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Word and the Holy Ghost. It is enough to perfect the church. And when the two spies were sent by Joshua, they entered the city of Jericho without any hindrance. The gates were there. Surveillance cameras were there. And security personnel were there. But the men passed the surveillance camera without detection. When the word of the Lord has proceeded from the mouth of a preacher, there is no satanic power that can stop it. There is no power from hell that can stop the word of God. The two spies were unstoppable champions. And they were working together in unity. And they went straight to the house of Rahab. Rahab represented a true believer. When the word of God comes, it always lands in the heart of a true believer. The word of God cannot land where there is no reception. So the city was there with a high wall. And Rahab was staying inside the city. And Rahab was waiting for the coming of the two spies. And when the two spies arrived, Rahab was there with expectation. And she received something from the two spies. And then they gave her the token, which was the red scarlet, and she put it at the entrance of the window. You know the whole story, but I'm not focusing on that. Finally, the two spies returned back. And they told Joshua the strategy on how to overcome that wall. The Holy Spirit is giving you the strategy on how to overcome the challenges of this world. You are not alone. You have a great comforter. The power of the Holy Spirit, which is giving you the strategy on how to overcome the challenges in your marriage, on how to overcome the challenges in economical life, on how to overcome the challenges on your ministry. So Joshua was listening attentively.
Joshua ale ufuiksha sana sana.
We need to listen attentively to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Tufuetu amfuikisha sana sana ufo mpashu wa mshirolanda.
And finally they set out to go and now overtake the city.
Barisaya nomboga tibenga chimfia umsumba uria.
But when they reached near that city,
lintu wafike mpepi wa msumba uria.
Joshua saw another general, the general of the army,
Joshua alisa mona mkalamba wa mkondo kulia,
with a sword in his hand.
Amwenu mkalamba wa masoja, no mfugu mwine.
And Joshua approached him in a military way.
Joshua alisa mkonka mshile ya masoja.
And confronted that man
nukuya mchimfia uri omuntu
with one question.
Alisa nukuya mwipushe
limito. With one request.
Are
you on our side? Or you are on the side of the enemy? And the man replied, I have been sent from above to be the commander of the army of the Lord. And Joshua bowed down before the man. That is when Joshua received the anointing to overcome the city of
Jericho.
Because Joshua was a military man, God also sent a military man to Joshua. Because you are also a military man in the army of the Lord, the Lord has sent the commander of his army to you. And that commander is the power of the Holy Spirit. We are not alone in this battle. You are not alone in that challenges. The commander of the army of the Lord is with you. And then this commander gave Joshua a very hard task. That Joshua, do you see this city? Joshua, do you see this city?
At Joshua,
you cannot overcome this city by using mattocks and this weapons we use in construction. You will overcome this city by marching around the wall 6 times. For 6 days, but on the 7th day, I will give you another formula. But in order for you to overcome this city, you will march once per day and you return in the camp. The strategy looked as if it was not powerful to overcome the city. Because telling a military man that you will march around the camp of the enemy once per day, then you return back to your home. Also this evening, we have started our march. We have come here to march once, then after the service we shall go back home. Then tomorrow we shall be here again. We shall march again the second time. Then we shall go back home. Then on Sunday, we have another strategy. The pastor will tell you the strategy on Sunday. That is the strategy to overcome the city of Jericho here. So they were given anointing to march. It was not anointing to eat. It was anointing to march. To march in a military way. They were not given anointing to walk as farmers. They marched as a military men and women. We have been given anointing as military men and women to march all the way from Kenya. I have come marching. All the way from Zimbabwe, they come marching. All the way from different parts of Zambia, you came here marching. We are marching towards Zion, the city of the living God. We are marching to victory. We don't know defeat. We are marching to receive power and anointing. So the first day, they were told to inform the Levites, men who knows how to carry the Ark of the Covenant, not who knows how to argue concerning the Ark of the Covenant, but men who knows how to carry and to handle. We need to put men who knows how to handle the word in front. Not men who knows how to argue on the pulpit, but men who knows how to handle the word. So the four lepers were requested to carry the ark in front of all the army of Israel. And then they took the seven Levites to carry the trumpets of ram. The trumpets were not made of silver. They were made of ram's horn. The male sheep. Yeah, it means that ram was well fed in order to produce a long horn. These were special rams. So in order to get the horn, a ram tied. A ram, what do you call it? The male sheep.
Impanga, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Impanga. Okay, so the male sheep tied. That was representing the redemption on the cross. In order to produce the Holy Ghost gospel, Jesus tied. So the seven Levites also, they were holding the trumpet of ram. And then men of war followed behind them. They were not just ordinary people, but men of war. Committed church members. Not just church members, but committed church members. We need committed church members in the fellowship. Men and women who knows the responsibility in the church. They know the purpose why they have come in the fellowship. They know the responsibility in the house of God. Those are men of war. Then they started marching around the city. We don't know how many kilometers was that wall. They were marching in faith. And when they marched the first day, they went back to their camp. But in the spirit world, the wall of the city was shaken. And there were a lot of cracks on that wall. But the engineers of Jericho were not recognizing it. When we have come in this fellowship this evening, when we were singing, we were shaking the walls of Jericho. When you were praying, you were shaking the walls of Jericho. And when we are ministering the word, the wall of Jericho is being shaken. And there is a lot of cracking in that wall. But the engineers of Satan does not know. And they are not aware that the kingdom of Satan is ending. That the power of Satan is ending. So they went the second day. They were blowing the trumpet. They were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And men of war were marching. Everything was in order. The sisters were in order. The brothers were in order. The ministers were in order. The deacons were in order. And then the power of the Lord was coming down. And the city was shaken again. And the cracks were expanding. But the engineers of the devil did not know. We have come here in the name of Jesus. We are shaking the Jericho here. I don't care the problem you have for many years. That problem must be shaken to the foundation. In the name of Jesus, don't stop. Continue moving forward. It was not an easy task. Every day they were waking up early and going around the city and returned again in the camp. It was showing how the apostolic church will behave. The apostolic church, they know how to overcome every Jericho. They have the strategy to overcome Jericho. So they marched the city on the third day, on the fourth day, on the fifth day, on the sixth day. God told them, the sixth day, you will march also one time and then return in the camp. But remember, number six is the number of man. But they did not stop there. So God prepared a special marching on the seventh day. This is the seventh church age. The Lord has prepared a special marching for the bride of Jesus on the seventh day. We have anointing for the special marching. So on the seventh day, They went around the city seven more times, showing the revelation of the seven church ages, the revelation of the seven seals. Number seven is the number of perfection, the number of completeness. And when they entered the seventh day, the kings of Jericho recognized that the city was in danger. They were seeing a lot of cracking and shaking. And then Joshua commanded men of war and the trumpeters that now on the seventh time you will shout with a loud shout. It was showing the unity of the pride. When the pride recognized the unity in the body, the impossible will become possible. We need the unity in the ministry, the unity in the members, and the unity in working together for the admonition of the pride. It was represented in that big shout. They did not stop. Don't stop anywhere. Don't stop on salvation. Don't stop only on virtue. Don't stop only on praise. Don't stop only on knowing the messenger of the hour. But you know, the prophet said, don't stop there. Don't stop that because you have a ministry. Continue moving forward. Continue going deeper. Continue moving upward. So when they went the seventh time, when you take the six times they might on the sixth day, they might 6 days, six times. And on the seventh day, they might seven times. So take 6 plus 7, you get what? You get 13. So 13 is the number of rebellion. So when they added 6 plus 7, they repelled against Jericho, and Jericho fell down. We are here repairing against any satanic attack in the name of Jesus. We have the power to repair against any spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. So the city fall flat. And men of who went straight. And they started picking a precious things from the city. When you come in the church, and the Lord has given you victory, pick precious things. If you came when you are sick, pick healing and go home. When you come here, you are weak, pick strength and go home. That is your precious things. When you came and you did not have knowledge, pick knowledge and go home. When you came here without revelation, pick revelation and go home. Pick only precious things in this city.
Praise the Lord. That
in this life, in this world, pick only precious things. I have never seen when somebody dies, we don't write rest in your land. Rest in your money. We say rest in peace. Which means you need to pick precious things like peace. Pick precious things and go. Don't stop. Continue moving forward. So on the seventh day, it was showing completeness. Also in the book of 2 Kings chapter 3,
2
Kings chapter 3, verse 9 up to 19. I will not read there. I will only quote and I continue. We see a king by the name of Jehoshaphat. And he had a union of three other kings. And they marched for 7 days and they lacked water. They marched for the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. On the seventh, there was no water. And also they lost the compass. But Jehoshaphat was a wise man. He asked other partners, if we stop here, we shall perish. If we stop here, we shall not have a pairing to go back. Is there a man of God around here who can give us the word of wisdom on how to overcome this desert? And one person told him, there is a man of God by the name of Elisha. So they went to locate where Elisha was staying. And when they reached where Elisha was, he said, it is only the honor of Jehoshaphat. Even today, the Lord is honoring the pride. If it was not a honor of the pride, this world could not be
going
on. The world is still in operation because of the honor of the pride. We are getting rain because of the honor of the pride. And Elisha honored Jehoshaphat. The Lord is honoring you. You are a special vessel in the house of God. The Lord is honoring you, my fellow minister. You have a great value in the sight of God. Let no one despise you. And when the Lord is honoring you, who can make you fall down? When the Lord is honoring you, he will favor you. When the Lord is honoring you, he will lift you. When the Lord is honoring you, he will fight for you. Then Elisha told the three kings, make the valley where you are standing, make that valley full of ditches. It was a very difficult task. How can you tell a king to dig a hole or a ditch? And he went there without a hoe or a panga or an equipment to dig. And when Elisha commanded them, they entered the business of digging. Every pot was supposed to tick. Whether you are a king or you are an ordinary soldier, we are in the house of the Lord ticking. We have come to tick deeper in the scripture. We are taking deeper in the word of God. This is not a time for you to be shallow. This is the time for you to get deeper in the word of God. Deeper in the love of Jesus. Deeper in the faith of Jesus Christ. Every man was ticking. And when they were ticking, they were ticking deeper. And they were cutting out a lot of obstacles and throwing them outside. And every ticker was experiencing his own challenges. Some were experiencing skeletons of human beings or animals. Skeletons, pawns. When they were ticking, they were getting some obstacles.
So
but he was not taking those pawns and observing and saying, oh, look, and showing his neighbor. They were cutting it out and throwing it out. When you meet any obstacle, pick it by faith and throw it out in the name of Jesus. When you meet the spirit of cancer, don't stop there and say, look now, the doctor said I have cancer. Pick it by faith and throw it out in the name of Jesus. Then you will receive healing. When you meet any obstacle, don't stop there observing. Pick it by faith and throw it out in the name of Jesus. Even in marriage, when you meet obstacle in your marriage, don't stop there and say, oh, you know, I married a table. No, you did not marry a table. You married a husband and a wife. Pick that obstacle and throw it out in the name of Jesus. We are in the business of ticking. So while they were ticking, their teachers were getting deeper and deeper. We are here ticking. We are getting deeper in the things of the Spirit, deeper in the Word of God, deeper in the apostolic love, deeper in the message of the hour, and finally all men were now submerged in their teachers. We are now inside Christ Jesus. The table can do us no harm. And then Elisha commanded them, stay there and wait for a miracle tomorrow. Stay in the faith. Stay in the word. Stay in the things of God. And wait for a miracle which is coming tomorrow. That miracle is the rapture of the church. That is the greatest miracle we are waiting for. All other miracles are just minor. The greatest miracle we are waiting is the translation of the body. That is the greatest miracle we are waiting. And when the morning came, God sent the water, and the water came and filled the valley. The Lord is sending the blessings, the blessings for the church, the blessings for the ministry, the blessings for the believers. Let that blessings come and overtake you. Let that blessings submerge you. And let that blessings be upon you and your family. And let that blessings be upon your ministry. All the teachers were full of water. May your ministry be full of wisdom and knowledge. May your house be full of power and love. May your marriage be full of power and love. And when the enemy looked at that water, the water turned to blood towards the enemy. And then the enemy started destroying one another. All your enemies that are fighting against you, the Lord will cause confusion amongst them. They will fight against one another, and you will never be defeated. The Lord is on your side. Don't stop. Continue moving forward. Also in the book of 2 Kings chapter
5,
from verse 13 to
14,
we see a man by the name of Naaman. Naaman was a leper, and he was a military man. And when he went to Israel, when they went to fight against
Israel,
he captured a little girl, a little maid. It was interesting. When other people were busy collecting silver and gold, Naaman was not concerned about the silver and gold. He was busy looking for a little maid. And he picked one of the little girls in
Israel.
This girl was very special. And Naaman carried this little girl with great care. Up to
Syria.
And when he reached Syria, he told his wife, "I have caught something special. This little girl will be in charge of our house. He will be in charge of our kitchen. He will be in charge of all the affairs in this house." The girl was little but very bright. She was little but she had a coat of
Israel.
She was little but she had a solution for the leprosy of
Naaman.
Don't underestimate any ministry. We are living in the time where people are underestimating others. Don't underestimate what the Lord is doing in our time. This girl was little. But she at first Naaman on what to do. She represented the Holy Spirit in our life. Don't underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit in the fivefold ministry. The girl was little, signifying humility in the ministry. The ministry of Jesus Christ is a humble and a special ministry. They were many servants in the house of Naaman. But a little girl silenced every voice in the house of Naaman. May the power of the Holy Spirit silence every voice in your life. Any voices of financial crisis, may the power of the Holy Spirit silence those voices. Voices of confusion today in the life of the people, may the power of the Holy Spirit silence those voices today. Voices of sickness and failure, may the power of the Holy Spirit silence those voices in the name of Jesus. I don't care for how many years the voices has been speaking to you to bring weakness, to bring instability. In the name of Jesus, it must be silenced. I don't care the voices of arthritis, the voices of weakness, the voices of defeat. May the power of the Holy Spirit silence those voices in the name of Jesus. I appreciate the ministry of the little
girl.
What a wonderful moment the little girl was having with in the house of
Naaman.
She was not concerned about the leprosy of Naaman. She was concerned about the healing of Naaman. The Lord has given us a ministry to heal the pot of Jesus, to heal the members in the potty, to heal the members in the
potty.
We need the ministry of this little maid, the little girl. The little girl connected Naaman to Elisha. The Holy Ghost will connect you to the Word. The Holy Ghost cannot connect you to a denomination. So one day she told Naaman, there is one man in Israel called Elisha. If you can make arrangement and reach Elisha, who is a prophet of God, your leprosy will be healed. Make an arrangement and press forward. Don't stop anywhere. And reach the master who is the Lord Jesus. The impossible will become possible. and Naaman accepted to go.
Naamani alisa sumina nukuya.
The goodness, she accepted to go.
Ubusuma alisa sumina nukuya.
Which was showing he accepted to believe that message.
Ichile lango utia tali sumine, ukusumina idembira.
But on the way, somebody twisted the minds of Naaman. And started saying, okay, even in our country we have utter rivers which are better than this. It was showing how the enemy will twist the minds of good men. But another person at first, Naaman, that if the prophet has just advised you to go and dip yourself 7 times, is it a hard task for you? Even the word of the Lord is advising us to come and hear the word. Is it a hard task for you? Just hearing the word, is it a hard task for you? So Naaman said, okay, I will now test this God of Israel. And Naaman prepared himself to get in the water. So he did not stop. So he dipped himself the first time. And there was somebody numbering. Then he said, one. Then Naaman came with a full swing, boom. Then he walked up. He did not start observing his body if he's healed or no. Don't focus on the symptoms. Focus on the deliverance of your soul. Deliverance of your life, deliverance of your body. So he went in the water the second time. So he went in the water without stopping. When he reached the sixth time, the number of man. So leprosy was now in trouble. Leprosy was now packing its things, getting ready to go. So when Naaman was preparing for the seventh time, when he entered the water in the seventh time, leprosy returned back to the sender. It returned back to the owner. And it went there, it was running in the speed of lightning. And Naaman was completely healed. This trouble has a beginning, it has an end. The problem you have, it has a beginning, it has an end. You are not the first one in that problem. We have had many other people who have passed there. And they have a testimony that the Lord delivered me from that trouble. Naaman had a testimony. I was a leper. And I know what a leprosy can do. But leprosy has no power. Satanic power has no power over you. Satanic forces has no power over you. Continue moving forward. Don't stop there. So Naaman, when he came out of the water, completely delivered, completely healed, it was showing the healing of the pride of Jesus. Confusion will end. Divisions will end. Murmuring will end. Jealousy spirit in the ministry will end. Suspicion will end. All these things will end. The body of Jesus will be one. And with a healing power. And Naaman said, now I have known the true God. And I will carry the testimony to Syria. There was great revival in the life of Naaman. Because Naaman learned that when you want to succeed, don't stop. In the ministry, don't stop. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14 to 19. I will not read it there. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14 to 19. It is speaking about Elisha. When Elisha was about to die, a king went to see Elisha. And he said, my father, the chariots of Israel, the defender of Israel, you are now leaving us. How will I survive? Then Elisha told the king, take the arrows and open the eastern window. Then shoot. He did not tell him how many times to shoot. Don't tell me how many times you are supposed to come in the church. If you have anointing to come, you come. How many times in the week? That is your arrows, you shoot. The king did not open the western window. Or the northern window. Or the southern window. He opened the eastern window. Where the blessings of God comes from. Where new life is coming from. Our eastern window is the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus will be blessed. In the name of Jesus we have victory. That is our eastern window. In the eastern window you have true revelation. When that window is opened, shoot the arrows you have. Speak the word. Your desire will be fulfilled. Then the king shoot through the eastern window. Then Elisha told him, you have had victory over Syria. Then he told him again the second time. Take the arrows and smite the ground. And the king was so emotional. And he took the arrows and he smite the ground where he was standing 3 times. Then he stopped. That was the mistake. Don't come in the church and stop coming. Don't come in the fellowship and stop coming. Don't enter the ministry and stop ministering. You will enter in a pig trouble. The man started shooting 3 times. Then he stopped. Then Elisha said, you will overcome the enemy 3 times. then the enemy will overcome you. When you start coming to hear the word of God, continue coming until you will get out of this world. Don't say, you know, we are the pioneers of this church. We started this church. We have been coming. Now you newcomers continue coming. The desire of the Lord is for us to be in His house every time. Collect enough arrows to shoot. Don't collect just little arrows. Don't stop shooting. Continue shooting. If you are a song leader, continue singing. If you are a minister, continue ministering. Even if you are a weak, continue ministering. Even if you are not feeling like, continue ministering. This is the time for you to shoot. And when you continue shooting, victory will come. In the name of Jesus, we have victory. In the name of Jesus, we have victory. To smite the ground is to hit the enemy very hard. Don't hit the enemy slowly as if he is your friend. The enemy is not your partner, is not your friend. In the name of Jesus, hit him hard. In the name of Jesus, hit him hard. Look at a woman by the name of Jaeli. Jaeli used a tent nail. A tent peg. He used a hammer and a tent peg. And he hit the enemy by the name of Eklon. He did not hit slowly. He hit the enemy with all her might. This is the time to hit the enemy with all your might. We shall work till Jesus comes. We shall not stop anywhere. We shall sing till Jesus comes. We shall minister till Jesus comes. Even if it is crowding to come in the church, we shall crowd until Jesus comes. We shall labor until Jesus comes. Whether you are young or old, minister till Jesus comes. Whether you are feeling like coming to church or not, continue coming till Jesus comes. Whether things are hard or not hard, continue coming till Jesus comes. Don't stop. Don't stop anywhere. The strategy that the enemy uses to bring confusion is to make people stop doing the good things. Don't stop laughing at people. Don't stop assembling together. Don't stop doing good things to other people. Don't stop encouraging other people. Don't stop doing good things to the church. The Bible was encouraging Joshua. The word of God was encouraging Joshua.
Amashuya kwa lesa yale koselesha Joshua.
That combust the city 6 times.
Kutila ushunguluke umsumba.
And on the 70th day.
Lero ya number 7.
Combust the city 7 more times.
Ushunguluke umsumba ishta 7.
In our time, the Lord is requiring more.
Mushta Yesu lesa alekavira ukuchirapo.
The pride of Jesus in this time, the Lord is requiring more.
Na winga okwa Kristu, infumi Yesu Kristu alekavira ukutetu ingachita ukuchirapo.
And because the Lord has, is requiring more,
umlandu infumu ilekavira ifingi,
the Lord is also giving us favor and grace to receive what we need. May you continue moving forward. Don't stop anywhere. Don't stop and say, you know, in the years when we were doing this and this time we are now tired. Don't stop.
Every
obstacle is going to be turned away. May the Lord continue to increase you, to lift you, to favor you, and continue to position you in the right position so that you can continue moving forward. May the Lord bless you. Yeah, until we meet again tomorrow. Thank you so much.